Blog Talk Radio.
Into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss anything and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing edutainment, the resurrection of black media, with Brother Charles. Anthony. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to this show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to go on over to your Facebook and like us at facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. For all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check us out at our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queensim is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is the woman, so it's time to support sisters who support the community. And again, that's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. And don't forget to check out my new earring line, Angel Wings from Gemini Creations, stylish feather earrings that are infused with angelic spiritual gemstones, so look great while aiding your spirit. And check them out at facebook.com/GeminiCreations, that's GEMINEYE Creations, or email me at TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen, TAEQUEEN, at Hotmail.com. All right, y'all. It has been a wonderful week, and I hope you all have enjoyed your weekend. I definitely enjoyed mine. I hope you all had a productive and blessed, blessed week. But right now, we're going to bring on our guest, and we're going to have him come on, and we're going to begin the interview. Is this Charles?
Yeah, this is Charles Anthony. How you doing? Edutainment Television in the house.
All right. Peace, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tay Queen. It's always good to hear your voice. It's always good to hear from you and talk with you. You have such a positive spirit and such a mega feminine but a strong spirit, and it's always beautiful to talk to you. I'm so excited and so happy to be here, man. You know, the black media, we're really being portrayed in a negative light on television and the news. You know, we really got to do something about it, man.
We definitely do. And you know, edutainment, I know you've coined the word, but, I mean, edutainment is what we're doing right here, right now. We're bringing you informative information in a venue that's, you know, that can be considered educational as well as entertaining, you know. So it's just, that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to promote here on Conversations with the Queen. So that's why it's so imperative we have you on the show, we discuss this topic, and we get everything popping. So give us a little bit of background on who you are.
Well, I was born in North Carolina. I've been in the military. I became a Hebrew Israelite, I should say, at the end of 2007. So I know the Bible in and out, Apocrypha included, and more books, you know what I'm saying? But my spirituality has expanded. I'm heavy in the conscious community. I know a lot of people. A lot of people know me. I work with a lot of people. I launched, I'm not going to say I, but me and my team, my team of executives, my main man Zone down here, and it was in conjunction with my boy Coop and Follow Worldwide. We brought Professor Griff to Birmingham, Alabama for our first event on August the 11th. So
yeah.
Edutainment Television is your new black conscious television network. We're going to be bringing you plenty of teachers, and we're going to be trying to bring together all the great men and women in amongst our people in order to really build the foundation for a real nation. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're doing Edutainment Television. But we want to educate and we want to entertain because we understand that it is babies in the conscious and the awareness game. And we also know that we have a lot of work to do.
Definitely. And you know, we just applaud your work and what you're trying to do. So, no, what you are doing, excuse me, we don't use the word try around here, what you are doing, and what qualifies you to really, I mean, put yourself in that position? What makes you that person that you feel that you need to step up and change the game around what we're doing here?
Oh, man, when the energy tells you what you need to be doing, you just do it. You know what I'm saying? I was sent here for this. I was made for this. You know what I'm saying? I single-handedly had my pulse or had my hand on the pulse of the Hebrew Israelite community for months and weeks on end.
Yeah.
I've converted brothers and sisters. I've woken people up to this truth. I have television experience. I'm great on camera. I got my main man Zone with me. We already host a show every Friday night, so it already goes down. We're active. We do a lot in the community. I'm very experienced at life in general. I've read a lot of books. I've studied different religions. I don't want to say I've done it all, but I've dibbled and dabbled in almost every walk of life, and there's not too many subjects, not too many circles of people in life that I can't venture into. You know, I can be political, I can be royal, I can be hood. You know, I'm talented, and so is the whole edutainment team. We're gonna be bringing you various shows with talented hosts. We've had a few casting calls. We had a few interviews with sisters, and we gathering talent for edutainment television. And we really want to change the way that our people have been portrayed. You know, we're being portrayed now on VH1 with basketball-wise and hip-hop-wise and Chunky Girls of Atlanta-wise or whatever they're calling it. And it's really a bad look. It's definitely a bad look for the black woman. They make the black woman look belligerent and bitchy. Mm-hmm. They got them fighting in the middle of restaurants and all them cameras out there. You know, they try to make it seem like it's real life reality, but, you know, when they train us like this, they got us in the spot. They got us in these spots around all these rich white folks and either other rich black people that just don't act like that. You know, they got us acting all ratchet and they fighting. Athletes not helping us out. Rappers not doing nothing, but, you know, we really need to change the paradigm, you know what I'm saying? Because we got the resources, we got the money, we got the drive, but we need to focus our energy on really making ourselves better and doing the right thing out here for generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
It's for our children, so our children can live in a better world.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a bit of an introduction for people who might not really understand what you're specifically trying to do with your movement. What is edutainment? Like, what does that word mean?
Okay. My main man Zone trying to get through. I think he called him from a 205 number.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to call him on three-way. But I'm trying to get
I see a 205
number.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get the co-founder in here with me if I could.
Okay, but definitely no problem. 205-497.
Yeah. Shout out to Christopher Gerard Hart for calling in, man. Shout out to my girl AJ out here in Birmingham. We just took Birmingham by storm, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
Can you please turn down your radio? You're like echoing back.
Hello? Is that better?
Nah, you sound like you're calling in from Pluto, man.
Let's see if I can try to get a better connection.
All right, brother. Well, while he does that, I'm going to reiterate the question, and you can just focus on what we're talking about here. So what is edutainment? Like, what does that word consist of?
Edutainment is education and entertainment because everybody needs education. Everybody. Mm-hmm. All people need education. All people need a way of life. All people need principles, morals. But see, what we do with the religious thing, we box ourselves in and we can't reach all people. That's where you bring in the entertainment. Because you have people that cannot be educated because it's not entertaining enough. But
you have
certain people that just want to be entertained. So then that's when you mix in some education with that entertainment. And you get a perfect mixture. You get a remedy for the confusion, you get a remedy for the deaf, dumb, and blindness that our people have been drawn into through mass media control, through the Illuminati, just so I can understand. I don't want to sound cliche, because somehow that word has become cliche nowadays. But, you know
what
I'm saying?
You do that elitist mindset of what the mass media controls and what we have our view or perception jaded by. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, we just want to change the way we're portrayed, man. We tired of just being entertainers. Every I'm not gonna say every rich black person, because that'd be an ignorant statement. They're all wealthy, black people. I'm gonna say black just so everybody can understand. They're all wealthy black people out here, but the point being, you know, they're sellouts, or they I say they're undercover sellouts. They want to come at you like they're all cool, but really they in public they act like a sellout. But you know, for people like us that like to get into our real roots. We like to go back to Africa, Israel, the Middle East. We like to go back to Europe as far as the Moorish doctrine goes. We get blackballed and we get treated like we're crazy when we try to be ourselves and really live our life in true righteousness and peacefulness according to the truth of our history. You know what I mean? And our ancestors and whatnot.
Most definitely. So how is edutainment different from other black outlets of media?
Well, I mean, what you got BET. You know what I'm saying? You got Waka Flocka and Soulja Boy, and I'm not saying they shouldn't get their money and give the people what they want, because if that's how his children gonna eat, I ain't got no problem with that. But you know, that's not what we are when we walk down the street. I get people that meet me and think I'm like that because that's how we being portrayed. We being portrayed as violent. We're being portrayed as deadbeat dads. The black woman is being portrayed as belligerent. No matter what outlet it is, whether it's BET, whether it's Oprah and OWN, you know, Oprah. I don't want to drag nobody through the mud, but they're not putting the money in the right places. They're not helping us the way they should be. They're not trying to restore us to our ancient greatness. And really. I didn't. Entertainment is not for people that are already well off. You know, entertainment is for all the people that I know personally, trying to live a righteous life through whatever religion, through whatever knowledge. People like you, Tay Queen. People like myself. People like Eileen Bay and Professor Griff. All the type of people that we deal with on a regular basis, who just trying to do the right thing, trying to live holistic and Afrocentric. And righteously, and trying to live royally. It's for y'all. It's for talented people who can't get a chance because they're not all bubblegum and they're not all mind control and Lady Gaga'd out.
Exactly. Nicki Minaj.
Those type of people. Nicki Minaj out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Acting like she, you know, possessed by demons or whatnot. Then you got, you know, Lil Wayne kissing other men in the mouth. Zone the co-founder is calling from a 911 number if you could pick it up. 273 more than likely.
Yeah, 911. I see it. But just finish up on what you're saying, then we're gonna bring the brother on.
Yeah, man, it's just a bad look, man. We read about our ancestors and the greatness of the glory and the glory of our ancestors. We're supposed to be kings. We're supposed to be queens. We're supposed to be rulers of nations, not Facebooking pictures, naked pictures every day, tweeting naked pictures all the time. That's not who we are.
All right. So let's bring on the brother.
Inside, let me say this point. And inside the conscious community, we shouldn't be arguing and bickering and not and hesitating on the building that we need to do.
Most def, I agree. Valid point. So let me bring on the brother from the 910 area code. Brother from the 910 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Peace, brother.
How you doing, sister?
Peace. I'm well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My name is Don, co-founder of Edutainment. I just came in just my brother with the conversation just let y'all know exactly what we were trying to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. We
got to
talk about some of the stuff we got going on, man.
We'll definitely get to that. We'll definitely get to that in the interview process. So we're just going to build on what we're building on for the time being and keep following this pace, and, you know, to give the viewers a deeper understanding of the necessity, for your project and what you guys are trying to put together. And then we're going to build up to, you know, bringing out the promotions. I definitely got you. Don't sleep. The queen got you. She, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You know.
I know how to conduct
my
show.
But let me ask you this. Are you gonna let us read some poetry tonight?
I mean, if we have time at the end of the interview, definitely.
We can
always bring it on over to the archives after party.
Oh, you know that's what I live for, the after party.
Yeah, exactly. So no, definitely a problem. So I'm just gonna continue with the line of the interview and everything that we're trying to put together here. So how did you become interested in the whole ideal of black media? How did you become interested in the business of it?
Well, and I'm glad you said business, because that was the last thought on my brain. We need the Jewish dollar circulates in the Jewish community 17 times before it leaves out their community.
Mm-hmm.
Our dollar, I don't think our dollar circulates one time all the way throughout the black community.
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? You give $20 to the weed man. I ain't knocking nobody because I do all this stuff too. Because I'm here. I'm here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? You give $20 to the weed man. You give $20 to the DVD man. You give $20 to the CD man. You give $20 to anybody in the black community. They're going to Kmart. They're going to Target with it. They're going. It's leaving the community. I think the European is like 12 times. Japanese are like 28 times or whatever, however they live in. But we need to be promoting each other and promoting each other's talent and promoting each other's wealth. Everybody has their own Facebook page. Everybody has their own blog talk. Everybody has their own YouTube. Everybody has their own this and their own that, their own house. We don't share with each other. We don't have each other's back no more. We're divided. We're people without a sense of togetherness.
We treat each other like community.
We treat each other like two different strangers. You know what I'm saying? The brothers are shooting each other over the women. The women are disrespectful. A lot of them are nice. Women like Tay Queen are nice. But you know what I'm saying? A weak man in your circle will hurt you. You're only strong as your weakest. You know how the saying goes.
The point that you're trying to hit on really is we've adopted a Eurocentric, egocentric way of thinking. It's become an I instead of a we. And the problem with that is that none of us exist outside of the reality that we live in right now, which is we're all energetically connected, regardless if we want to deal with it or not. We are all strongly energetically connected. And just by who we are and just by the level of melanin that we have or the level of consciousness that we attain or certain things, we're going to be interconnected. We're going to deal with each other whether we want to or not. So what we have to understand is how to utilize our power in the best means possible, meaning that, you know, you might be strong and I might be strong, but together we're stronger. You know what I mean? So it's not about me trying to compete with you or you trying to compete with me or me trying to have more than you or you trying to have more than me. It's about us coming together, and no matter how much each of us got, when we put that together, we'll always have more.
I definitely believe it's creativity over competition. You know, there's too many resources out here. Competing. There's too many avenues.
Most
so definitely. I feel like, you know, just because you do music don't mean I can't do music and simultaneously support what you do.
Exactly,
and create a reciprocal response. It's not like I do poetry and you do poetry, so I got to do my poetry over here. Why not let's do the poetry together? Or what it is that we do. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
and
I feel like it's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but I was going to hit on a point. I'm reading this book, Creative Visualization, and what it hits on is a point that the weakness in our mindset is that we have this we come from a deprived mindset, especially in the black community, because of us going through oppression and slavery and dealing with the things that we dealt with. We have it harder, 10 times harder than any other people.
I agree. And then,
sorry, go ahead.
Where we come from, this depraved mindset that actually limits our spiritual ability to create abundance for ourselves and to understand that we have everything that we need. We don't need to struggle or try to act or conserve or do all these other things and to the point where we're choking our own life force and our own life energy from flowing out of us to circulate and create more for us. We're keeping ourselves stagnant by doing these types of things and acting on these types of behaviors. So it's just so important that we dismiss that mindset and create that, what you like you said, common unity with each other, where we can, you know, create a current of energy that flows throughout us all.
I agree. Like you said, I like
coming on your show, Tay Queen. You say everything I want to say. I just got to sit back and hear it. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, we need to be more strategic. We need to get into the law of attraction, the law of allowance. Yep. We need to get into Napoleon Hill. We need to get into Niccolo Machiavelli. We need to observe our oppressors and the other nations that are doing just fine, or whatever you want to call it. Because they got their poor, they got their rich. You know what I'm saying? But the main thing is they living how they want to live. You know what I'm saying? And the European can't come influence them on how to live. They can't be divided and or conquered. You know what I'm saying? We need to be more strategic. And we need to observe our oppressors as students and stop crying and being victims. And I'm definitely talking to the black man. I'm definitely talking to the older sister that does know better. But really, when the man is on his square and the man is on his dean, you know what I'm saying? The woman is taken care of. Now you got some cases. Some bad apples on both sides of the gender role. But what else do you have? You have men and women. When the black family is revived and when the black family is together, there's no stronger force on the planet. And then when you have the black kings working together, there's no force that can overcome that. You know what I'm saying? So with the edutainment, we have to make all that what we're talking about. We got to make that cool. We got to put that positive image out there for each other to see. We got to put a family matters, for lack of a better example, right now. We got to put that type of image out there. First Prince, or whatever you want to call it, family, big families, husband and wife in the same household, not all the single parent homes, in the ghetto or whatever. And then we gotta the cats that or the brothers and sisters that is well off, we gotta start mentoring and start influencing and start being examples to the people who don't have their stuff together. So what we're gonna be doing is bringing all these topics to the table on entertainment television, through our talk shows, through our poetry, through our music, through everything that we do, through our workout regimens, and we have a plan and a plot to network globally with like-minded people, and we're really trying to move up in the society. We're investigating all avenues. We have military personnel, and you don't know who these people are. We have military personnel moving up in the ranks. College students, we infiltrating the system, and we working outside of the system. It's black power and it's black excellence. We want to do everything the Panthers did. We want to do everything the Nation of Islam did. We want to do everything the Moors do. That's why we all need to come to the table, Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, so we can create a network. And a paradigm, so we can get together, organize, and have our own, and so our children can have our own.
Yeah. So what I like, let's bring all that back to like what we're dealing with as far as black media. Let's build on what are some of the psychological ramifications of media, because I think people underestimate it and don't really understand the psychological impact that things that are played on your television over and over again have on who you are and what you become in your own behavior. So,
like,
let's build on the psychological ramifications of media.
And for me, it's like this. I'm gonna let my partner Zone speak on it. But to me, okay. When you walk in the when you get home from work, you walk in the crib, you cut on the TV. When you're sitting in the doctor's office, they got on the TV. The TV serves as the default for life in whatever zeitgeist or paradigm that you're living in whatever point in time. That's the standard for living a life. If you watch a show about family, oh, this is how my family posed that. This, and then your life starts to move and attract those type of moments. And then we're being portrayed in a negative light, and you have Caucasians being portrayed in a positive light. You know, you don't have...
For the overall...
Yeah, if you take like a black show, they get in the situations where they don't get it on the white show. You know, the white show is all about comedy and life is all kind of good. You know what I'm saying? Al Bundy living in a big house with all his kids and his wife. He worked at Foot Locker. You know what I mean? But then James Evans got two jobs and they in Cabrini Green in the projects. You know what I'm saying? Struggling.
True.
You know what I mean? But I think television serves as the default, and people watch TV and that's they think, oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be like Nikki. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. What's that? So, brother, you want to, the other brother who's on the phone, I'm sorry, I don't have your name. You want to build on
that's
that
my
aspect?
That's my main man zone. That's the co-founder.
Man zone, yeah, okay.
He co-founded entertainment television right along with me.
Like I said, I definitely agree that it's definitely psychological warfare when it comes to the TV. But you can just even look just at the word sound power of just of the whole media go, you know, with programming. You know, everything on your TV is what, a television program, which is how they definitely put the information on how they feel they want their society to run. Like you said, they back it up with negative images, subliminal messages. You know, a lot of these images is aimed and put their plot out to what they want to give to the next generation of youth. Personally.
And then they put demonic drum patterns in the TV. They put demonic images. They put hidden symbols on the TV.
Yeah.
My mind controlling you and making you dumb. You know, in China, they vowed at one point to put a television in every home because it's a propaganda tool.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you sell. That's how you sell stuff. If we're selling black excellence and we're selling black unity and peace and we're making it cool, we're making it hot. Because we're beautiful, we're talented in the conscious community, but we're too stuck on doctrine. So if we show the rest of our brothers and sisters that that's cool and that's beautiful, we'll change the paradigm and the way of thinking and the things that are manifested because we're thinking on the same page, better things will be created.
Mm-hmm. Most of.
And we calling out all the leaders. We calling out all the big wigs, all the Hebrew Israelite elders, the Phil Valentines and the Tariq Nasheed, even though he's in the conscious community whenever he wants to be, and out of it when he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? Tariq Nasheed and Phil Valentines and Umar Johnson and Saad Netters and King Noble need to stop calling everybody out. And work together, the Black Panthers, the Professor Griff. You know what I'm saying? Even though this ain't. I don't want the end result. The biggest thing to come out of this is a lecture circuit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's the same routine. The brothers coming into town.
Yeah, you
want to
create something bigger and better.
Exactly.
Take it to that next level. Take it to that next level. So why is black media so important to nation building?
Oh, I'm going to tell you like this, because I feel like if you just look at just the globe, if you look at just the black people at its downstate, we have such a pivotal, you know, stand for why, even in our ignorant state. I mean, we're emulated here in America for what we do, even in our ignorance. I believe that if we just focus on uplifting our community, it'll definitely impact the whole world, because I feel like we're the most imitated people on earth, you know what I'm saying?
Most
no matter what we're doing.
Exactly.
You know,
So I'm going to open up the lines real quick, and I'm going to just let everybody know that we do have 23 minutes left in the live stream. I'm going to open up the lines for us to start taking callers. Callers, you can call in by calling the number 917-932-8881. And what you'll be able to do is press 1 and raise your hand, and we'll be able to bring you on and see if you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject that we're talking about. If you just tuned in, we're talking about resurrecting black media edutainment with the brother Charles Anthony and his comrade. We're definitely going in on this top subject and this topic, and we're making some heavy points here. So I'd love for you to join into the conversation. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. So if you don't mind, we do have a couple callers with their hands already raised. I'd like to get through to them and let them speak on how they feel about what we're dealing with. Caller from the 713 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening.
And, yes, would like to make a comment on what you're saying. What you're saying is very valid in the way that black people need unity. And if we're going to talk about having black radio talk shows and television shows, I believe that they need to be definitely structured different from what we have now. What our children are feeding on now, because what we have now is basically is what's making us sick. It's not feeding us spiritually. It's not uplifting us. All it's doing is burying, us and our children in the craziness that they are buried in. And, just talking with my daughters today, and I was just speaking of this Indian woman who arches eyebrows, and if you go to her, you have a line of cars, sister, of black women that's coming in and out of this woman's house, giving her this kind of business, and I'm just like, wow. Now, I know that there's some black women somewhere that can do eyebrows, not that I want to knock on her business, but, her Indian people are coming to her, and then we're going to her. So what about our, what about our sisters? So we have to learn how to support our own, and we have a self-hatred of ourselves that prevents us from doing that.
Exactly.
We will not support each other. We think that everybody else is supposed to have money and not us, even though we sit around and we talk about we want money. Our money is going to come from unity.
Exactly.
Everybody
right.
else
we'll
has
have
unity.
Sure.
That's why they're rich. That's why they have money. This is why they have community,
and this is why we don't.
And
you know what? And they got each other back.
Exactly.
Whether they like each other or not, and that's the key point, too, whether they like each other or not.
Right.
Exactly.
Can I say it like this?
Yeah.
I agree with all that. But let's push Danny. We all got numbers. We all got contacts. I feel like all of us are legitimate people that do something. After this show, we should exchange and see how personally this group of people can.
Oh yeah,
together.
I was definitely gonna make that point.
I like to really get something done. So. Hopefully,
yes, sir, let me I'm a businesswoman, and I have two businesses that I actually up and, got up with the help and grace of Almighty God Allah and started running. I have a hair care line, and I have a weight loss program. Now, say that again?
Is that where we can promote your business and or get interviews for our television network? Because this is what we do. We kind of support local entrepreneurs.
Sure, brother. I would be more than happy, to have that done. But it's just the fact that I have. The weight loss program that I have, it actually helps people to lose weight, and you do it naturally. But
okay, I'm an advocate of that.
Because I am a black woman, when they come to me, when my own come to me, or when they call me, it's like. I was thinking about having the surgery, and then they'll go and they'll have the surgery, and then they come back. Well, the surgery is not working, but you wouldn't come to me, in the first place. So now you're on this medication. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, sister, I don't trust you, even though I know that, you helped this sister over here that came to you that was almost 300 pounds, and now she's down. It's just we don't trust each other and we don't have that love and that connect, because if I was a white woman right now, man, please, I would have helped a whole lot of people.
Exactly.
You know, I'm a personal chef, so what I do is I actually cook the food. And now, you know, if you know what a personal chef makes, you know the kind of money that I could really be making. I don't charge that because I told them, I said, I want to help. I don't want to, you know, just make it, you know, impossible for you to afford my services. I want to help you lose the weight.
In the interest of time, I have to keep it moving, but I definitely enjoy having you on the show. I want to link up with you, Mos Def. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to save you on this call, and I'm going to take down your contact information from the number that you called in off of, and I'll be, you know, in contact with you. Or you can link us up on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, and we can all link up through there. But for the interest of time, I just got to keep it moving, sis. But I definitely loved having you on, and definitely please come back every Monday night at 9 p.m. All right, sis?
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you, sister.
No problem.
Look, we're gonna do it like this, hey Queen. Look, I'm about to give y'all the contact. This is my direct line. If you want to do business, if you want to talk unity, if you want to talk peace, my direct number is 757-737-2274. Everybody listening, take down the contact. If you got business, don't call me with no crazy shit, cause I don't do that. My main man zone, 910-273-1692. 1692. 910-273-1692. Like Zone says, I don't like to get stuff done. We like to be proactive. We like to be hands-on. We like to do. I mean, entertainment television is really a front, if anything else. See, we're going to put together the soundtrack of the movement, and the revolution is going to be televised by us. You see what I'm saying? Everything we out here doing, we're going to get it on video.
Exactly. We do have a couple more callers and only 16 minutes on the left live stream. So if you would like to call in, the caller number is 917-932-8881 again. And you can call in and just, you know, let your voice be heard on the conversation we're going in on Resurrecting Black Media, having some great commentary. Brothers are getting some great points across. Caller from the 305 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject? Please call from 305 area code. Caller must be listening in. All right, that's fine. Caller from the 313 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Got any questions or comments that pertain to the show?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I got an interjection that goes along to what you guys are talking about today, and I love the topic that you're talking about today. You know, I think our biggest problem, what happened to us was after the civil rights movement, integration, that took away our unity. We had to be unified. We had black businesses.
We had the Negro League. I don't mean to cut you off, but picture, we still had the Negro League, baseball and basketball. Who would be the worldwide leader in sports right now? LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, all the European players that are really black. We would be the worldwide leader in sports. If we had our own businesses, we would be the worldwide leader in music. We would be the worldwide leader in fashion. And we had all that, but through strategic mishaps and choosing the wrong leadership, we had leaders that made us give in to integration. And when our competitors, the competitive nations that are with us, the white man, he said, you want to be on the same level playing field with me? You want to be in the job market with me?
We let him control the resources. We gave up our businesses to be a part of his businesses.
Yeah.
We had to work our way up. You see. It was a trick and a plot.
Right. Well, it was a plot. It was a plot from the beginning to bring down that unity. You know, because
exactly.
You know, our unity is who we are. With all that banks. We had our own banks. You know.
We had our own Wall Street.
Right, that's right. we had to have all that, you know, because we had to depend on ourselves. We had self-reliance. See, that's the thing. We lost our self-reliance. Now we depended upon everybody else, you know.
Our neighborhoods were like the and Burger King and AutoZone, because who was the slave, so to speak? And who was the Moors that came over here by themselves? We wasn't just slaves. We was Moors that came over here on our own. And we were slaves that was doing all the work on that front, too. So our oppressors didn't know how to farm no land. They didn't know how to do this and do that. They watched us do it. They didn't know how to build nothing because we built it for them.
Exactly. That's
right. We had all the trades. We knew all everything. Everything that exists right now, all the inventions that's in this world today, is either invented or improved by us. All the inventions didn't come into this existence until we came here. So we don't need anybody else. We just need ourselves. We need to get back to being self reliant and not being we're more of a slave than we were when we in 1865 before Reconstruction. You know, because we're free, so to speak, to a certain extent, but we're not really free
to be enslaved. That's what we're free to do.
Exactly. We lost our sense of creativity. We just getting it over to the rest of the world. You know, like you said, a sister said something about all these sisters lining up to go to get their eyebrows arched up. It's like this. It's a slight psychological efficiency in our minds. We'd rather go to see this Indian woman who does eyebrows as opposed to this sister. It's probably 5 times better, 100 times better than this Indian, but it's because she's foreign, somebody of a different culture. We got to go there. Okay, instead of going to the soul food restaurant, we go to the Chinese.
Anything that's polluting our body, we need to give up. Let's just be real. Let's be on some real type tip right now. I don't support nothing that's polluting our people in any way, or shape, or form. And most soul food spots are doing that. Now, I get your point, brother, but we need to create healthier. And that brings another topic to the table. If we want to talk about producing and becoming our own producers, don't half-ass it. Don't bullshit it. Let's be legit. Let's be upfront. And let's be 100% professional about our tactics and what we're doing. I'm not saying there's not brothers and sisters who don't, but there's a lot of brothers and sisters who don't. So let's be, you know, make sure that we're being professional about how we contact ourselves and hold ourselves and conduct ourselves. And let's not be on anything destructive or exploiting our own people. Let's be on some productive and conductive shit. So, thank you, Cola. I definitely appreciate you spending this time with us. We appreciate you, and we're here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Don't forget to tune back in. And we definitely appreciate your call. So peace.
Peace.
All right.
Peace,
we do have a couple more callers to get through. We got 10 minutes left in the live stream. Then we're going to switch it on over to the after party. And you can be listening to that by calling in 917-932-8881. All right, so call up and make sure you got your spot reserved. Make sure you are RSVP for the after party. You like how I'm doing that? Anyway, I'm crazy. All right, so our next caller is from the 513 area code. Caller from the 513 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the show?
Yes. First of all, I want to say great show. This is my first time listening. I love the topic. I love the concept. My question is, what products and services are you producing to, you know what I'm saying, accomplish your goal as far as unification and education and entertainment?
I'm going to let y'all go first because you are the guest.
Well, I know I'm going to school for business administration. We're starting businesses. We only want our people working in those businesses and benefiting from those businesses first. We're not going to cut off the other nations completely because they are people too, and we're not savages. Like they've been in history. We love all human beings. We want righteousness. We want peace. We want order. We want every man to have a woman in his bed. We want every woman to have shoes in her closet and clothes hanging up. We want her to be happy. We want men to be happy. We want everybody to be happy. We want peace. And we know it's gonna be tough, though. We know it's gonna be bloodshed. We know it's gonna be fighting. But it has to be cleansed. Now, what are we doing? For one, we're putting together the television network. That's going to entertain and change the paradigm. And don't get me wrong when I say this, but there'll be programs to do the right thing. The same way they use the negative programming on us, we're going to use the positive programming right back on them. We do community cleanups. We do community runs. We bring the leaders together. We're going to be putting together a panel down here in Birmingham, Alabama, where we have some of the leaders of our community. We're going to be bringing the leaders and the elders to the table. We're gaining degrees. We're encouraging younger brothers and younger sisters to do positive things with their lives. We're mentoring. We're serving as examples. We're serving as examples and showing the youth how to live.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you. Also, you said that I'm very interested in the media side of the subjects we've been talking about tonight.
You got the contact info before we run out of time?
Yeah, as far as everything's / Family Ties LLC at Family Ties LLC. Facebook, YouTube, everything's Family Ties LLC.
I know we're running out of time. 757-737-2274. Take that contact, and we can definitely talk business. We make things happen. It ain't even got to be over the air. You know what I'm saying? We want to make it happen. In the interest of time and the interest of everything. And we out here in the community, on the ground, really making it happen. Every Friday, we got a positive, uplifting show. We do poetry, neo-soul. We expose local talent down here in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where we base that. If you're in Atlanta, Memphis, Texas, North Carolina, Virginia, holler at us. We're coming up north. We're going to be visiting Tay Queen. We're coming to New York this year. We're going to be visiting Chicago in 2013. So if you want to work with us, if you want to unify.
What state are you based out of?
We in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where we at. That's home. That's home base. But we're gonna be doing a lot of traveling.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Cool. And maybe even taking a group of our people and leaving this country.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. Definitely, man. I want to get up with you about that. Look me up on. In fact, take my number down, bro. 513-290.
Hold on.
I got it for you, actually. We got to keep it moving. We do have, like, only 7 minutes left, so I want to get through the rest of these callers.
Yeah, I want to know one. I know somebody on from Behan.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. So thank you for calling in. I got you, and I'm definitely going to share the pass on the information. All right? Peace.
All right, thank you.
No doubt. Peace.
We do have another caller from the 786 area code, but before we get into that caller, just want to mention real quick, Tay Tay do have her own business as well. I know, if y'all wasn't listening in on the first part of the show, I was talking about the jewelry line that I do called Gemini Creations, which is my jewelry company, and my new jewelry line, which is Angel Wings. You can go check that out at facebook.com/GeminiCreations, GEMINEYE Creations. And it's all about infusing spiritual gemstones and spiritual materials with creating stylish pieces. All right, but let's move on. Enough self-plugging. Caller from the 786 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Peace. Hi, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I am great. Well, I've been listening in to all, you know, your plans that you have to put into place, but we are faced with a problem because this system is set up by those who enslave us and teach us.
Mm.
And what we are taught is definitely wrong. First of all, we're reading from left to right. It's all wrong. Mm-hmm. The names of the places that they have, Birmingham, Ham, it's Hamite. We are actually descendants of people. So we have three descendants, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. So where you see, like, all the Ham, it's from the Hamites. And then we're caught up into deities. So the whole change is going to have to come from the root, and the root is in England. The Tiefen Queen, she is the one who has us in captivity, and she's the one who will have to free us. Fine, we're going to be working and producing and doing everything, but it cannot be under this system. It is benefiting the slave masters.
True.
You got the contact information, sweetie? 757-737-2274.
Right.
Yes, but the change is gonna come from Yamekia, and I'm just waiting on her, and then we all gonna be getting together as royalties, and then we're gonna be working together because the whole system has to change.
Who we waiting on? Her? You said the woman?
The Tiefen Queen from England. She's the one who have us in captivity.
The Queen of England.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting perspective on the whole deal. We thank you for your time and for calling in. And we do appreciate your views and your comments.
Well,
in a
little while, you'll be knowing who I am, because we're all going to have to know who each other is.
Okay. Well, thank you, sweetie, and thank you for calling
in.
Peace. All right. We do have two more callers to get through and only 4 minutes left on the live stream. So if you're going to call up and call in, do so now, because, I mean, we only have 4 minutes left. And if you want to hear the after party where we can be going in, finishing up the rest of the interview, as well as apparently we're doing poetry now. Nobody notified me we was doing poetry,
but apparently we're doing
poetry, because I would have brought some stuff out and y'all sitting over there trying to mess with me.
Bring it out, girl.
All right. Caller from the 205 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Got any comments or questions that pertain to the show?
Absolutely. Peace and blessings to all the hosts as well as your guests. I'm just
one of
the brothers out there in the community supporting. I'm Clarence Muhammad. And I think that the media, the topic that you had, or I caught the tail end, the topic that you had is very much on point. Dealing with the media, we have to. I think I understand, and I think that we're all on the same page, not to be redundant, that we are in warfare on all levels, and media is, because we don't have guns and tanks, media is definitely a way, news, TV, internet is a way that we can express our views and ideas and philosophy and teachings to our people and connect with them in very inexpensive and almost free ways. So I think that pumping your information, putting it on the net, putting it on the TV is an awesome way of communicating. And I think we always have to stay up on our toes. We also have to keep on researching, keeping our information current, and making sure we connect with many people as we can. Thank the host as well as as your guests for doing what you're doing. We just have to have more. We have to have more unified efforts. We work in, like I said, my organization is working in concert with them. So it just is all about support, all about.
What is your organization? Shout it out real quick while we still have live streams.
It's called the Nubian Heritage Study Group. It used to be Birmingham LOC, and we've done a lot of events in the community here, bringing different speakers in and doing different things in the community. And we, like I said, we're just glad to be able to support and work with some other positive people, and glad we got some young brothers in Birmingham that's stepping up. So we're proud of what they're doing, and we encourage what both of you all are doing. And, I mean, that's it. My name's Clarence Muhammad. I'm on Facebook under Clarence Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, under Montgomery, Alabama. You can find me. So look me up. And I'm friends with you under my alter ego, Queen, under Show Improve Show at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, thank you for shouting us out and spending your time with us. And we definitely appreciate
the comments. My honor. Just, we pray to you. Keep doing it.
All right. We only have 90 seconds left on the live stream. So call in now. If you haven't already switched over to the call-in, you're going to need to call in, because we're still going to be going in and, you know, we're still going to be, you know, keeping it live. So, again, that call-in number is 917-932-8881. Call in now, because once it cuts off on the stream, you can't call in no more. Then I can't hear your lovely voice and we can't have fun and we can't still at the after party. So please do call in. All right, so we do have a couple more callers left. Caller from the 404 area code, You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the show?
Hey, this is my first time calling in. Someone texted me and told me to call in, so I'm not really familiar with the show. I missed a lot of it. I'm going to come back when you have the next show, and I'm going to listen more so I can get more informed on what you're talking about so I can give some feedback. But you sound like some people and very, very positive. So I just want to tell you that I'm thankful to see the young people being involved, not doing something destructive.
Is that Kate Tyler?
Hello?
Is that Kate Tyler?
Yes, my name is Alexis K. Tyler. I'm the host of the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
I do my show on YouTube, dealing with spiritual sexuality.
Oh, I know who this is.
Okay.
Well, we know who this is. It's Alexis K. Tyler, y'all. As you say, the television is going down. Alexis K. Tyler, say your piece over there. You know we love you. We know you look. We look up to you.
Thank you very much. I want to hear more about what you all were doing. I heard briefly when I came in, I think it was like 30, 35 minutes already into the show, you were talking about the media. And I definitely know that, since even though we're talking about the media, we're also a part of the media. And, you know, I get bashed a lot because people don't like the way I give my message. Many times it's raw, it's gutter, it's in your face. It's really real because I wanted to reach out to that young market, and I'm from Atlanta, from the project, so I speak to the youth, and they like that language. It's the only way they're going to relate to you. You can't come to them with a holier-than-thou attitude. So even though we're talking about the negativity and the evils of the media, unfortunately, to reach a lot of the children and the girls
that
are talking it, you're going to have to be in it. You don't have to be of it. But you're going to have to be in it, or they're not going to listen to you.
Oh, you got to relate. Are you going to be a square? They don't listen to no squares. They don't listen to no cornballs. You got to show them that you can relate, even if you're not going to be about the ignorance. You got to have some type of energy, some type of swag, some type of relation to the inner city. Are they going to look at you like you feel like you feel so much better than them?
Definitely. Definitely. So... we thank you so much for calling in, Alexis. We really do.
Can I ask you what you're doing this weekend? Entertainment Television might take a trip to Atlanta this weekend.
Okay.
Well,
definitely.
You know, like I spent the whole weekend in the house. Actually, I took a break from what I'm doing because I got a text to call in. I have my own custom blended natural hair care line. So when people call me, I don't have a one-size-fits-all line. I actually do spiritual readings and consultations because people don't realize how the mind, body, and spirit tie into the physical manifestation of a hair problem or hair loss. So I literally do spiritually custom-blended products. That is a gift I have. I intuitively blend products. So I've spent the whole weekend in the house filling orders. I make every order from scratch. So people call me from all around the world. I just mailed to Canada and a whole bunch of states in the United States and overseas today. So I'll be spending the next weekend and probably almost every day because I got new orders today, custom blending products. So that also ties into vagina power, penis power, and spiritual sexuality. So if you come here, you have to call me. If I can get away.
How can we get in contact with you? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, if anybody wants to call me and ask me questions, do a private hair consult or ask about the products, my number is area code 404-468-1937. Or you can email me at Alexis K. Tyler VP, as in vagina power, alexiskaytylervp@gmail.com. Or you can see my YouTube page. You can go onto YouTube and type in vagina power or penis power in YouTube, and you will see a whole bunch of hits on Alexis K. Tyler. You can Google Alexis K. Tyler or Vagina Power. You can Facebook Alexis K. Tyler or Vagina Power. My fans have made me pretty popular. Also, my website, alexiskaytyler.net.
And you might see Edutainment Television with Alexis K. Tyler this weekend. We might be going to Atlanta this weekend, though.
Sounds good, bro.
Okay, I'll be working. I work every day.
Yes. So thank you, sis, for spending that time with us and for letting us, you know, hear about what you're doing and learn about how you're trying to, or how you are, excuse me again, not using the word trying, how you are making positive changes in the community. So thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, peace. All right, so we have our last caller. Hopefully this time this caller will answer. Caller from the 305 area code. Excuse me. Caller from the 305 area code. You are on live with Conversations with the Queen. Peace, caller. They probably just listening in. So.
Jeez, oh, he sound bad. He sound like he on a laptop. I hear something.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't feel like they're listening in. So, all right. So you said you wanted to have this little, you know, moment where we could just, you know, talk about what you guys are doing and what you guys are putting together. So, you know, first off, how can we support and contribute to your cause? That's number one. And then how can we promote some of then you can promote some of your endeavors and things that you're trying to put together at this moment and, you know, things that are in the works and what's going on.
Well, you can contribute by contacting us directly. The first phone number you need is 757-737-2274. The second number you need is 910-273-1692. We're located right now. We're in Birmingham, Alabama, but we can travel basically anywhere we want to. We want to create a platform for Black excellence, for Black power. We want the shining lights in our community to shine. We want our own for our people. We want our own money. We want our own clothes. We want our own culture. We want our own way of living. Black people, because, I mean, when it's black people, it's just better. I mean, a few from the other nations come around, and I love them. They're the best ones. But we're so racist and so prejudiced. We need to just get our own and do our own thing and build our own communities, and life will be so much more beautiful.
Yes, it definitely will, and God helps those who help themselves, so we will be blessed when we bless ourselves. So,
but how can you contribute? How can you contribute? Contact Tay Queen about me. Contact me about me. Charles Anthony Pittman on Facebook. I Charles Anthony on Twitter. If you're in Birmingham, come to the coffee shop in Five Points West, 2145 Bessemer Road. If you want to come to Birmingham and do a lecture, yes, we'll pay you. Yes, we make money. We make money over here. We have money. We do have American money. So if you want to come give a class, give a lecture in Birmingham, contact us. We're going to be trying to fly you out, Tay Queen, very, very soon. And we'll talk about that offline or maybe in the after party. We're going to be bringing Kay Tyler out. Alexis K. Tyler has 18,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're going to be bringing her out. She just called. We're going to be unifying the elders and the people that you look up to. We're going to be doing a lot. Just contact us. That's how you can contribute, by building a connection with us, by calling Conversations with the Queen every Monday night and saying something, voicing your opinion, by listening to people like The Advice Show, the 13th Son, Dan Freeman, Alexis K. Tyler, Tay Queen, myself, Edutainment 2012 on YouTube, Mad Voodoo Man, even though he was fronting on me a little bit at first, The Iceman Show, following and getting with like-minded, that's the mastermind principle. Get with people that's like-minded, and we can really make some changes. So, our children can grow up in the world that we want them to live in or grow up in.
All right. So let's get into, like, this, the chill mode, kickback mode. All right. So you said we were going to do some poetry. All right. So who's going to do some poetry?
Oh, man. Zone, Zone, you got something brewing over there on the poetry tip?
Yeah, you got it if you got it, dog. You know, I'm always keeping something. You can set it off, though.
Oh, man, I got to set it off, man. All right, this is the fifth poem I ever wrote.
I'm already ready. Tay Queen, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, it's like this. High power. Black, this is a poem by Charles Anthony. Man, I don't know who's listening. Everybody I text better have called in. Everybody I hit up on Facebook better have called in. But don't be talking to me like we friends. This is a poem by Charles Anthony, co-founder of Edutainment Television based in Birmingham, Alabama. It goes a little something like this. Tay Queen, conversations with the Queen at the party. It's like this. High power. Black evolutionary high power. Black revolutionary high power. Yeah. Let's get back to that. Excellence, elegance, decadence, all of that. Reclaim our ancestral values and give other people's theirs back. See, our business used to be personal, and our personal business held to higher morals. No Facebook, no tweets, no lies, no cheats, just black unity and love. That's all we need. By grace and God's speed, be strong for the woman. By grace and God's speed, don't do wrong by the woman. Don't make songs for the woman, exploiting her and defaming her. We should be supporting her and maintaining her, loving and vacationing her. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she elegant? Black and beautiful? Shouldn't the black man and the black woman's bond be immovable? Or is divorce just excusable and single-parent home irrefusable? The Bible says the kingdom is within you. So why is Zion and our kingdom so far out of view? Is it the music? Is it the white man? Is it crack? Was it Jane? Was it Jill? Was it Jack? What difference does it make? The professor in the library with the stethoscope. See, don't take this as just another poem I wrote. Take this as the declaration for all the other things I spoke and all the other things I quote. Wealth and abundance for all my folks. That's the dream I envision. When I pray, I'm just sitting, tilt my head back, hear birds, and I listen. See, we need to connect with nature. Eat food that Mother Nature gave us, and stop complaining. See, that could be a life that you're saving, building block that you're placing. When you open up a book and send the mind racing, each one, teach one, feed one, keep one. Keep your children from watching those reruns. I know Martin funny as hell and Tyra fine as well, but there's no America between heaven and hell. And no time to think about this in the cell of a jail. But I guess that's the cost to be the boss. And a $300 abortion is the price of black holocaust. What happened to the days of honor? Now it's, man, I shoulda, woulda, coulda wiped my baby mama. And the girl say, F baby daddy. Looking in that baby eye, she shoulda never had me. But a long night of sex could lead to a long life of stress. But a long night of sex can lead to a long life of stress if you don't fully understand how deep life gets. See, whether Muhammad or Jesus, ain't man one breathing. But you got beef with me because the book that you're reading, and we can't build communities because the religious argument is too heated. Who needs it? Man, I'm over that. My power plan is overpacked. And notice that my money tree is overstacked. Yes, black business synergy. Yes, I'm talking Guinness World Record energy until they shoot me dead like Kennedy. I'm a stir, shake, and serve this black remedy. Me and all my black queens, yeah, that's chemistry. Riding for all black kings for infinity. See, you ain't got to read no books for this ministry. Just cooperate and do your thing where the winners be. Peace, love, and black energy. And with that being said, I'm going to end my piece. Peace.
All right. All
right,
who's going next? Who's
jumping
in
the place? All right. You got something, too? You going next
as a cypher? Yeah, I'll go next. I'll go afterwards.
I dig that. What you say? You got to agree, right, man?
I don't know what happened to black love, man.
Let me ask him. They say, what happened to black love? What happened to the Black Panthers? See, it's too many questions, but it's too little answers. See, why these brothers don't love no more? And these sisters, they on the same thing. See, I got in an argument just because I called this one sister a queen. See, where's the love? I'm just trying to build me a bridge. See, this one brother got a sister pregnant, and he's not going to help her deliver her seed. Brother's just going to wait to see if it's his. You dig? We all need help. My friend said they wanted the perfect mate. I said, first, you have to perfect yourself. See, it's the law of attraction. Like energy attracts like energy. So if you can't find your mate, you must be your own worst enemy. Find your identity. And I ain't hating. See, I asked my little homeboy, why you listen to so much gangster music? Young Blood said for motivation. See, look what state we in. My Christian friend is uncomfortable around my Muslim friend, but says it's cool if they chill right now just because they backsliding. I can't relate. That's unconscious self-hate. My little homegirl said she wants 2 kids before she turned 18, dog, just to live straight off Section 8. Meanwhile, her mother did 20 years behind gates. Got caught moving her man's weight. Now that she's free, she just trying to get her mind straight. See, we need a better mind state, but it's a struggle, right? Because my sister's living a double life. See, she's a good mother at day, but she's a stripper at night. See, I don't judge her for that. I say, I don't judge her for that, but now her daughter's confused because she tell her daughter to hit the books to get ahead, but her daughter see what tools that she use. I'm trying to defuse this black bomb. Black mind is Vietnam. See, I'm too young to raise my grandma. Granddad died from a heart attack, but grandma still cooked the fat back at his wake, and some said that was black. I say it's sad when soul food kills, and that's facts. I say it's sad when soul food kills, and that's facts. So what's black? Don't be a black mouse in a trap house chasing cheese and hood rats. Get mad when the police catch you moving packs, but brothers call their own hood traps. See, this is ghetto griot. Good rap, and brothers is out of control. See, I seen a little 12-year-old girl in high heels on a stripper pole on Facebook. Ain't that how self-hate look? See, that ain't black love. That's not black love. That's black menstrual. CIA drug rush made Project Crack Central. So I'm just trying to find clean minds in a dirty state. But down here in Birmingham, these brothers got dreams of being the first brothers on the first 48. See, they crazy, halfway out of their mind. But when the real mothers go down, they be like, man, these brothers on the line. They need to wake up. I see sisters claiming they love themselves, but them same sisters running for weaves and makeup. I'm trying to break up the dumbness. We family bring oneness. See, I ain't trying to clown you or down you. I just love you enough to be honest, but no regrets. Just love, respect, step peace.
All right. Y'all going in on some long tip.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more simplistic in my approach, but powerful.
What do you think?
My words.
I respect
so
it.
I'm a just state my piece. This one's called Message to the Little Goddesses.
Do that.
All right. As Empress, I impress the masses and aspire much higher than many can acquire. I reach to the moon and the stars, for I know this is the original essence of my soul, and by this I'm made whole. Words from the mind of a warrior queen, speaking for the gods seen and unseen, feeling like I got the whole world in my hand. Knowledge becoming infinite like grains of the sand. In my mind, I'm devising a plan for freedom to reverse the whip and take back the minds of my people with these words that are flowing in the way that they are molding yours to see divinity in everything and rightly so. I'm taking back the word goddess to replace the word ho, and I'm giving it back to my young queens just so they know to stick their head in a book and not between some boys' legs. The truth is harsh, but it must be laid out pure and simple so you can understand that your self-worth will never come out of the mouth of a man, and the fulfillment you seek is closer than you see. It's laid out with knowledge itself and starts with the word me.
Wow. I mean, everybody is, bro. You got to keep the cipher going.
Say, Queen, man, this conversation with the Queen, man. Entertainment Television, we in the building. We based in Birmingham, Alabama. It's Charles Anthony. It's the co-founder of Zone.
See, I want to say something because we never got it out, man. More specifically, what we can do if you want to support what we're doing. We're trying to put a holistic cooking show together. We're trying to put together these shows with like a show that you can liken to The View. We don't want it to be just like The View. We want to talk about pivotal issues, healthy issues, stuff that we feel like is be a dynamic that our people need to know. You know, concentrating on wealth techniques, concentrating on just hardcore issues, even current topic if need to be. We're looking for four sisters in the Birmingham area so we can flagship this show. We also, like you said, we're also looking to do the reality show thing. We're looking for black professionals, you know what I'm saying, with a certain level of just conscious lifestyle and just maturity. Like you said, a lot of our images that we see on their television is just destructive images. There's a lot of black entrepreneurs, black business-minded people that have a lot of high morals and respect for the way that they live. So, you know, I think we need to just have a bunch of those images in a place where you can have that type of living.
All right, so I feel like we should wrap it up. We've been chilling in the after party doing our little thing, and I definitely want to thank you, brothers, for coming on and sharing this show with us. And, you know, we had a lot of positive feedback, a lot of interesting dialogue, and so I'm just grateful that you all could come on the show and spend this time with us. So peace, and thank you so much for doing so. We got to do
this. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Zach Queen, you know, you already know how I feel about you. You already know, you know, if you can't find nobody, I come get you, and we can make it happen. Tay Queen is very powerful every Monday night. Thank you for having Entertainment Television. Alexis K. Tyler, shout out to everybody from Birmingham that called in. Clarence Muhammad, thank you for all the black unity and the love. I'm Charles Anthony. I just want to say thank you, man. I'm grateful for all of y'all, man. I really get emotional when brothers and sisters start coming together. Don't mind me.
So I want to say, like I said, we represent an opportunity. And like I said, I just want to end like this, like I ended all that. We just need to start loving ourselves, love yourself, love your brothers. And every day you need to make a strong, conscious effort to just link with another brother or sister you don't know and create a lifelong reciprocal relationship. Let's start creating reciprocal relationships in our community. And that's it. So like I said, we thank you, Tay Queen, for the opportunity. Anything that we can do to aid and assist, anything that you're doing in the future, whether it's your business, whether it's your show, please let us know. And we're 100% behind what you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's right.
The support is reciprocal. All right, y'all.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, you have been listening in to Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back for tomorrow's show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's to Your Health by Dr. D. Morton Spurl. And that's a separate show from Conversations with the Queen, but it's on Poetic Energy Network Station, so we like to support, you know, our Poetic Energy Network Station family. All right, I'm going to take it out with a lovely poem by Brother Israel, the poet. You know, we definitely support that brother as well, called She Aligns.
Chocolate covered orgasms. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. You compliment me from your toes to your hips, even to your chapped lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing, just wanted to make you smile, cause that's what aligns the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, But I'll better me, cause you're worth it, and we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens, so here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. Baby, you were created unique, just for me. So maybe, maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got
chocolate-covered orgasms. Baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity, but your curves, baby, are never ending. You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak, for I never knew that beauty had a voice. And without a choice, I begin to learn to yearn your language because your poetry. Baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you. Baby, you are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words. You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul, and I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again. Before time began, it was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your sun, and when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate-covered orgasms.